In Japan, people pride themselves on living in one of the cleanest, safest countries in the world. In particular, the Japanese have unbridled faith in their country's meat and produce, or at least they did. A recent rash of food scandals has shaken public confidence. From Tokyo, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
The scandals involve several Japanese food companies, but it's the behavior of one firm in particular, Snowbrand, that has outraged Japanese consumers. The company recently confessed to mislabeling 16 tons of Australian beef as Japanese beef in order to take advantage of government subsidies. It also falsified the expiration dates on butter and 2 years ago distributed bad milk that made 13,000 people sick. Snowbrand has closed some factories and its president resigned in disgrace. But consumer activists here say more needs to be done. Nabuko Hiwasa, head of a consumer rights group, says the Japanese government is also to blame for the Snowbrand scandal.
This is just the tip of the iceberg. For a long time now, the Japanese government has failed to make people's health and safety its number one priority. Instead, it's focused only on helping food companies earn higher profits.
In Japanese supermarkets like this one in Tokyo, everything looks safe, certainly clean. Apples, for instance, are individually wrapped in two layers of plastic and, for good measure, styrofoam as well. But looks can be deceiving. According to one survey, just 10% of sliced sashimi, raw fish, was correctly labeled. An outbreak of BSE, or mad cow disease, last year frightened many consumers. Keiko Sato admits she is now a nervous shopper.
It's not just a matter of beef, but also chicken and pork. I'm not sure if the labels are really telling us the truth. To be honest, I'm afraid to buy any kind of food.
In Japan, food is not just a matter of nourishment, it is high art bordering on the sublime. Until recently, most Japanese believed that anything grown or raised in Japan is far superior to anything grown or raised outside of Japan. Japanese consumers have been willing to pay a premium for homegrown food. Witness the melons that sell for $40 a piece, or the Kobe beef, which goes for nearly $50 a pound. But the recent spate of food scandals has exploded the myth of Japanese food superiority. When the Snowbrand company mislabeled its beef, Japanese consumers did not notice any difference between Japanese meat and cheaper imported beef. Yukio Hattori is Japan's best-known chef and a government advisor on food issues. He says part of the problem is that Japanese people have lost touch with their food instincts.
People don't value food and the culture surrounding food. Believe it or not, there are even some Japanese children who don't know how to use chopsticks properly. By introducing food education, hopefully people will be able to make better food choices.
Hattori wants to make food education a compulsory subject in high school. Japanese food company executives, meanwhile, are desperately trying to win back customers. Some are pasting photos of themselves on packages of sashimi in a bid to instill confidence. The Japanese government will soon double the fine for food mislabeling and, for the first time, introduce jail terms. Those found guilty of deliberately mislabeling food products will now face up to 1 year in prison. Some Japanese see the spate of food scandals as yet another sign of their country's moral decay and economic decline. But others say it's just an aberration, or even perhaps a blessing in disguise. 60-year-old Yamada-san says she doesn't understand what all of the fuss is about. People worry too much, says the Tokyo resident. And besides, she adds, food prices are lower and the restaurants aren't nearly as crowded as they were before the scandals. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.